Balfour told senators he was humbled by the experience, and the effect it's had on him and his family was unimaginable. He also thanked those who supported him.
I want to thank both Republican and Democrats who prayed for me, who encouraged me, who always believed in me.
Balfour did not give names, but went on to scold those he blames for his ordeal.
Trust can be restored, but there should be a line between political gamesmanship and trying to destroy someone's life and take their liberties away from them.
Prior to speaking on the Senate floor, Balfour told reporters forgiveness is an important but difficult concept at this point.
When I've gone through what I've gone through, where people have gone to the extent of trying to take my liberties and freedoms away from me, forgiveness is still forgiveness, but boy, I don't know how people get there. And maybe I need to get there, but I'm not there yet.
After his remarks, Balfour received a standing ovation from a large number of senators. But sources inside the Capitol say at least one member of Balfour's own party wants to censure him and has approached Democrats about the possibility. Senator Josh McCoon worked at his desk as many other members stood for Balfour.
I don't think there's anything about this episode to applaud.
McCoon said he's not currently planning any action in regards to Balfour, but he left the door open for the possibility.
You know, I wouldn't say anything's on the table. I wouldn't say anything's off the table either.
Censure is a less harsh punishment than expulsion and requires a 2/3 vote of the Senate. Michelle Wirth, WABE News, the state capital.